This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, Americans on meds. Antidepressants are some of the most widely prescribed drugs. We look at the state of mental health care since Prozac came out 2 decades ago.
First, though, a college student's murder in Michigan has spurred 2 different investigations. The police are conducting a homicide investigation, and the U.S. Department of Education is investigating how Eastern Michigan University handled the case. Some people accuse administrators of lying about the student's death for months and refusing to even call it a murder. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports.
Eastern Michigan University is located in Ypsilanti, Michigan. While parts of the city struggle with crime, the campus is known as a relatively safe place. But something happened last year that shattered that perception.
I'm standing in front of Hill Hall on the campus of Eastern Michigan University. It's a beautiful summer day. There are very few students living here right now because it's summer break. But this is the dorm where Laura Dickinson was found dead in her dorm room on December 15th. She was found lying on the floor with a pillow over her head, naked from the waist down.
While a murder investigation began immediately, Dickinson's family was told nothing of the circumstances of her death. And perhaps worse, the campus community was told foul play was not suspected. Dickinson's dorm mates at Hill Hall were told it was either suicide or natural causes. But a full 10 weeks later, the deception ended when police arrested a suspect. EMU student Orange Taylor was accused of following Dickinson into her dorm, then raping and killing her in her room.
To not tell people what you knew about the nature of this crime is unforgivable.
Faculty union head Howard Bunces says while he makes no excuses for what he considers a cover-up, he thinks he can explain it. He points to a bruising one-week strike by faculty in September over stalled contract negotiations. On the heels of the strike came the resignations of 3 university trustees who blamed entrenched hostility between the administration and faculty.
I think from an administrative standpoint, they were dealing with a lot of negative news. And this homicide was probably more negative news, and they decided that they thought that they could just not tell the truth.
Shortly after the arrest, the vice president of student affairs was suspended with pay, accused of shredding a key police report and lying to his boss, university president John Fallon. But calls for Fallon's resignation increased after a searing private report commissioned by the university blamed multiple failures and personnel. John Fallon says he agrees with the decision by the Board of Trustees to wait for the Department of Education report before acting. And while he says he takes responsibility for his role, he won't resign.
These are extraordinary times for the university, and stability and strong leadership is required. And that suggests to me that walking away right now is not the right thing to do.
The university almost certainly violated the Federal Clery Act, which requires universities to make timely warnings about campus crimes that pose an ongoing threat. The act was named for Jean Cleary, who was raped and murdered in her dorm room at Lehigh University in 1986. Daniel Carter is with Security on Campus, the watchdog group that called for the federal inquiry. Carter says EMU's actions, however appalling, were an anomaly, but he cautions universities to learn from the tragedy.
They did not have a timely warning policy. That's one of the Clery Act requirements, so that when something like this happens, there's a clear, articulated process for dealing with it. And they didn't have that. And that type of thing is very common, unfortunately.
Perhaps surprisingly, though, the family of Laura Dickinson is not leading the charge for swift accountability. Bob Dickinson sits at a back table in the gourmet coffee shop he owns in Hastings, Michigan, a small town about 100 miles from Eastern. He says he and his wife met with John Fallon and his wife at this very table. While he won't answer the question, should Fallon resign, he says there's no way to sugarcoat the fact that he was lied to. For now, he's focusing on his daughter's legacy.
Every day you do something to try to make it better. Make yourself better, treat other people right. And if the university does change its ways, and other universities follow the same suit, that's a positive part to it. That's something that Laura did.
Eastern Michigan University trustees say they're not just waiting for the Department of Education report to make changes. They say the school's safety and crime reporting policies have been completely rewritten. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.